This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Before there was reggae, there was ska, a Jamaican music that fused jazz, pop, and rhythm and blues with an island beat. Now there's a ska revival, and at the forefront is the band that originated the music in the 1960s, the Skatalites. The Skatalites inspired the musical movement not only through their own records, but by playing behind such performers as Jimmy Cliff, Bob Marley, and Toots and the Maytals. Today, the band includes several original members, saxophonist Tommy McCook and Roland Alfonso, drummer Lloyd Nibbs, and bassist Lloyd Brevet. The youngest member of the group is a trumpet player from Memphis, my guest Nathan Breedlove. Here's his composition, Ska Mania, from the latest Skatalites album, High Bop Ska. Nathan Breedlove, welcome to Fresh Air.
Oh, I thank you. It's a pleasure being here.
How did ska get its name?
There's stories about that. There was an early legendary figure that used to run around Jamaica, and he called everybody Skavuvi. Skavuvi, sort of like Lionel Hampton calls everybody Gates. You know, it's like, I guess you can't remember the person's name. So this name, Skavuvi, was integral with the name ska, and the beat itself was called ska, because when you tried to explain it to a musician how you play the rhythm, it was explained ska 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 like that, and sort of like that some type of way. It's kind of hard to pinpoint the exact person who coined the phrase ska.
Now, the guy who owned the recording studio that the Skatalites started recording for, he also ran a sound system, which I guess was basically like being a disc jockey and going to different dance halls all around Jamaica.
Right.
The story I've heard is that he used to play American rhythm and blues and stuff.
Oh, yes, yes.
And then there was a period when he decided he wanted a more homegrown music, that it would be better and it would be more profitable. Do you know what happened there? Why wasn't the rhythm and blues working at the dances anymore? Why did he feel he needed to change?
Well, the way I hear it is that it wasn't a thought-out process like that. It was more that as the musicians tried to play the rhythm and blues, they came up with their own form and style of it, which was different. It was like the rhythm and blues, but it had that Jamaican sort of rhythmic spin on it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So in that working together with the two styles of Jamaica's early Minto music and Calypso, along with the R&B, is where the ska came up. And Lloyd Nibb is largely responsible for that, the drummer, because he changed the beat around and came up with a unique beat that we know as ska music now.
Now, Lloyd Nibbs, who you just mentioned, he's still with the band.
Yes, yes. The rhythm section is still intact, the bass and drummer.
So it must be pretty exciting to be playing with the people who actually invented the music.
Oh, yeah. It's really, you can't put it in words, because Lloyd Brevet, the bass player, he goes back to the big band era. His father was a bass player in Jamaica, and he used to build basses. So it's to me, it's like the original jazz community, you know, with the larger-than-life individuals like Art Blakey and Dexter Gordon and all the eccentricities and, you know, just the personalities, larger-than-life. That's the way I describe it mostly.
Now, why don't we play two records back-to-back? Let's play the Skatalites' early recording of Man in the Street. I think this is probably their first recording of it.
Okay.
And compare that to a recent Skatalites recording of Man in the Street, one in which you're performing.
Okay.
And tell us what you think the difference is before we hear them both.
The current band, we're heavily into the jazz spectrum. So now, even though it was earlier, prior, in the early days, it had a stronger Jamaican influence. And now it's the balance is tilted largely through Tommy McCook to the jazz side. So I would say we're a little jazzier. The tempos are a little faster because the kids, the energy level of our planet is a little, you know, higher. It spins a little faster or whatever. And so they want to hear the music played a little faster. So we have to adjust the tempo somewhat.
Okay, so this is the Scatolites from the mid-60s and the mid-90s. My guest is Nathan Breedlove, the trumpeter with the Scatolites. The song that we just heard, Man in the Street, was written by the Scatolites' first trombonist, Don Drummond. And his story actually ends pretty tragically in the 1960s. What happened?
Well, Don's life was a study in tragedy of the creative genius musician. There's different stories about what actually started his eccentricities, but he was—he had mental problems, and the only solace that he could find was in his music. So what happened was the bass player, Lloyd Brevet, had some problems and couldn't play for a while. And so Don, I guess, didn't really care for the bass substitutes that they tried to use for this brief period of time. And so he stopped playing, and he had a tragic love affair with one of the most beautiful women in Jamaica. She was a model, and they were like one of Jamaica's leading couples. Her name was Marguerite. And so they sort of had this tragic love affair. And there's many stories about, you know, what ensued. But what happened was he didn't take his medicine, and he stabbed her to death. And then he ran out to the police station in his underwear, and they committed him, and he died in the asylum.
About 5 years after the murder?
Less than 5 years, yeah. He didn't live 5 years after that.
What impact did that have on the band?
Well, the band broke up in 65, because the band, original band was only together 13 months, between 13 and 15 months.
It's such a short time for such an influential group.
Oh, I know, and the prolific amount of recordings that they turned out for that time. Because there's allegedly over 1,000 recordings with the Scatolites.
Wow.
Yeah, which is really phenomenal. That's
a
record a day.
Did they ever stop playing? Yeah. That's really true.
Two records a day. Yeah, but I can't say enough about Don Drummond, and it's just his style, you know. Because when you think of trombone, you don't think of something that sounds really... I know the trombone players of the world are going to write mail, but you don't think of a real beautiful sound like a saxophone or something. But Don had the most warm sound that I've ever heard, really.
Actually, why don't I play another recording that'll show off his sound?
Okay.
And this is called Roll On, Sweet Don.
Okay.
And I think it's maybe also called Heaven and Hell.
Probably.
And so this is featuring trombonist Don Drummond. Trombonist Don Drummond, one of the original members of the Scatolites. And my guest is Nathan Breedlove, who is one of the newer members of the Scatolites. Now, the Scatolites stopped performing in the mid-60s after being together only 13 months.
In 65, they broke up.
Then they reunited in 1983. How did they end up coming back together again?
The story of the breakup is really interesting in itself, but the way they got together was a sunsplash.
Well, let's go back to the story of the breakup. I don't want to skip that.
Well, there's many. If you talk to each of the original Scatolites, they each have a version of how the band, the story of the band's demise. And one story I hear is that they were playing a gig at a place called Beaumont, and the bass man, Lloyd Brevet, used to like to watch Bonanza every night. And so he wouldn't leave to do the gig until he had seen Bonanza. So one night, he was late to the gig. Everyone was late. And so when they get to the club and start to play, the audience just looked at them, right? And then everybody just walked out of the place. There was silence. No one said a word. It was like Jamaica's way of, getting back or insulting the band. So everybody just left the place, and after that, the band just broke up. And then that's one story. And another story is that they had an outdoor concert, and just the personalities, the conflicts between Roland and Tommy and Johnny Dizzy Moore, and just the whole group, you know. It's very volatile and, you know, creative mixture. And so that's how they say the band broke up.
So the members of the band don't agree on the story of how they broke up?
No. They all blame each other, essentially.
Did they agree on the story of how the band got back together in 83?
Yes, for the Sunsplash of 83, I think it was. Herbie Miller, he's in the music business, and I think he used to manage Third World or something. He was responsible for bringing some of the musicians from Jamaica to the States and helping them with their papers and everything, and put the band together for the 83 Sunsplash.
And the Sunsplash is a big Jamaican music festival.
Yeah.
Now, where do you enter the picture of the Scatolites?
I come in the picture in 1990. I was playing with Lionel Hampton's band, and a friend of mine, Joshua Roseman, told me about this band playing ska music. I had never heard of ska. Of course, I shouldn't say that, but I was interested and intrigued, so I went to the audition, and Tommy McCook and I liked each other, and I was really pleased with the music, because I was apprehensive at first, because I thought it was going to be reggae, which to a jazz instrumentalist is like, it's not fun music to play for us, to say it honestly, you know. You're limited rhythmically and harmonically. We have 1,000 excuses. So I was pleased to see that it was very, very close to jazz. I call it Jamaican jazz to this day, you know, ska music.
Well, you know, I'm almost surprised that they hired you. You're not Jamaican. You didn't know ska. You didn't know all the tunes. You didn't know the history.
No. But it's jazz, like I said. And so I was with the band for 5 years until Tommy became ill and had to go under surgery last April. So I've been fronting the band since April. And that's really, you're talking about something that's strange.
Tell me what's strange about it.
Well, here you have an American jazz trumpeter, a young trumpeter who's, these guys are old enough to be my father, or almost grandfather. And here I am teaching kids all over the world about the history of Jamaica's music. You know, it's just the ironies of life. You never know where you're going to end up.
Now tell me what you love about playing ska and about having that beat, that the kind of that kind of unchanging beat behind you.
Well, the beat is the bass player has such an instrumental role in the Scatterlight music, Lloyd Brevet. We played a gig at the House of Blues when it first opened in Los Angeles, and Paul Schaefer and the whole band was there. And so he came backstage after the show, and Paul ran right up to Brevet, the bass player, and said, "I've never in my entire life seen a bass man drive a band like that." And meanwhile, Brevet was asking me, "Who is this guy? Who is?"
You're really bridging two different worlds.
Yeah, he didn't even know who David Letterman is, you know. So they still live in the world of Jamaica, even though they've been in the U.S. for quite a while.
Do you speak the same language? And I mean that literally. Do the rest of the Scatterlights speak
Patois.
With a strong accent? Yeah.
Oh, very strong. Very strong Patois. It took me a couple of years to even understand what they were saying, for the most part.
Have you picked up the language?
Oh, yes. Well, I'm part of the family. I've been to Jamaica a couple times with the band, and I've met the Prime Minister, Mr. P.J. Patterson. He used to manage the band. So he had us, after his inauguration, come to the government house for tea, and it was really nice, and when I shook his hand, he said, "Oh, man, I remember you from last year." That was a special moment in my life.
Now, I want to play some more music.
Okay.
The Scatterlights, I think, recorded Guns of Navarone a whole bunch of times, and the most recent time is on a record from a couple of years ago, High Bop Ska.
Right.
And you're on this record.
Right.
Now, this is like the theme from the movie.
Right.
Guns of Navarone. And it's such an anthem-like tune. It's such a big tune. I think
the kids love it. They go crazy in Europe. They all know the melody and sing along with us. It's really frightening the first time I experienced it with an audience of like 1,000 kids singing da 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 da.
This is the Guns of Navarone, featuring the Scatterlights, and my guest Nathan Breedlove is featured on trumpet. The Guns of Navarone featuring the Scatterlights from their record High Bop Ska. Nathan Breedlove, the trumpeter, is my guest. You travel, I imagine, around the world with the Scatterlights now.
Oh, yes, yes. We go to Europe at least a couple times a year, in Japan, and we've been close to Africa, right off the coast of Africa, just everywhere.
What's the ska scene like in different cities around the world?
Oh, it's really wild in Europe. We've spent a lot of time in France over the last couple of years. So we really have a big following all over France. Germany, of course, is insane, you know. And we have a following, even the Skinheads, you know, call us their first band, which is another story in itself.
Well, I want to hear that story. That must be pretty peculiar.
Oh, yeah, I played a concert in Potsdam, Germany, formerly East Germany, and it was like 2,000 Skinheads. And it was really quite an experience, you know.
Well, I can imagine not being sure whether they came to applaud you or kill you.
Oh, they love the Scatterlight music because that's a whole political situation that really hasn't been explored fully as far as, you know, the kids' aspirations that call themselves Skinheads, you know.
So what about in Jamaica? Is there much of a ska scene left in Jamaica?
No. Speaking of oddities, we're really an oddity in Jamaica. The first time we played there after a number of years was, I think, 1992. We went down for Independence Day. And Tommy McCook had built this big thing in my mind about how the response was going to be. And I really felt sad for him because he told me, we're going to play Freedom Sound, right? And when we play da-da-dee, da-da-da-dee, da-da-da-da-da, everybody's going to go, Ray, Ray, right? So I'm down, and we play the da-da-dee, and there's silence, you know. People are looking around like, where's the house music? We want the reggae, man. So they weren't accustomed to hearing the ska because all they hear is the house and the rap, you know, Jamaica style.
So you're considered old-fashioned in Jamaica.
Yes, and that was the first experience. Now, the second time we did a special concert for Mr. Patterson, who had just was the new prime minister. So we played in a park that was right in the heart of Kingston for the real people of Jamaica, you know, not the tourists or anything. And it was phenomenal. It was phenomenal, Terry. I can't tell you how it felt to have. They had generals with the braids on their shoulders and just the people of the streets, and they loved it. The kids had never seen instrumental music in person, you know, people playing horns or anything.
Nathan Breedlove, thank you so much. Really been fun to talk with you.
Well, thank you, Terry.
Nathan Breedlove is the trumpeter with the Scatolites. Their latest album, High Bop Ska, is on Shanaki Records. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.